blustery, windy, and cold on the practice fields Wednesday afternoon. They're getting ready for a home game. First time in nearly a month, the Jaguars will play at Everbank Field, and they'll welcome in the Arizona Cardinals for Week 11. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osher. The Jags coming off a victory. First time they felt that this year. But they haven't had back-to-back wins in a long time.
Well, 2010, and if you're going to develop a winning culture, sooner or later you got to go back-to-back.
No doubt about that. Let's get on the practice field today. The Jaguars back to work. Paul Posluszny named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week after his efforts in Tennessee. He didn't practice, though. He's in the concussion program, was on the field during media time, but no helmet today. If he doesn't play Sunday, Russell Allen likely moves to the middle. Leroy Reynolds is suspended for a game, so John Latulele, you might see him get in the mix a little bit on the outside. On the offensive line, left guard Will Rackley back at practice today, cleared from the concussion program. Of course, the Jaguars back at Everbank for the first time in nearly a month on Sunday. And today in the locker room, there was an emphasis in defending the bank.
We feel like we can get on a roll, but we got to go out there and do our job. You got to execute, you got to prepare well, and we got to play well at home.
You know, it's easy to play on the road together because it's everyone against you. Here, we have everyone behind us. We have to continue to work on that and really just executing our game plan.
We definitely want to win here and play well at home, give our fans something to cheer about. And, we do have a great opportunity against Arizona. They have a good team, but, hopefully we can build on last week.
Well, it sounds like they know it, John. They have to play better here in this building.
Well, and the reason the players talked about it is Gus Bradley talked about it with the players today. He knows that in order to establish what they want to establish, you've got to be able to hold serve at home. You have to be able to go 7-1, 6-2, 8-0 at home. That's what they want to get established the second half of the season.
And I think the offense has scored 11 points at Everbank this year. And Gus Bradley, of course, comes from a place where they have an outstanding home field advantage in Seattle. He knows firsthand what can happen.
Well, and you remember how it worked in Seattle? They were known as a real strong home team even before they developed into what they are right now. So he knows that first you've got to get that established at home to where you can count on that, and then you can go on the road and start winning.
You know, John, up until last week, this is a team that had to come off of losses and learn how to play off a loss. Well, now for the first time, they've had some success. They've had a victory. How does this team deal with success?
Well, first of all, success, one win, right? But at some point, they have to learn how to do that, and it's about listening to Gus Bradley still. He was very good after the game the other day about staying true to his message. He didn't talk too much about the win. He talked about the process getting there. The players say that's going to be key going forward because they're not going to be thinking about winning or losing, still sticking to the same message.
Jaguars' run game overall has not been great. Maurice Jones-Drew is a big key. Actually had a big percentage of the touches last week overall for this offense. But how do you get it going this week? This Cardinals defense can stop the run now.
Well, it's very good. And first of all, remember last week, 1.8 a carry. Titans very good defensively, so they knew that was going to be a problem going in. Cardinals also very good defensively. Jaguars are averaging 2.8 a carry this year. That's well below even their historical low. They've got to get that going. The interior of the line has to play better. The whole line has to play better. It's not all Maurice.
Great stuff, John, as always.
Thanks, Jake.
Jags back home this week. It's week 11 in the National Football League. The Arizona Cardinals come calling on Sunday. Prep continues tomorrow, and that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.